All right, so here we go.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
You're not chair dancing. Are you even living?
We can see everyone dance. Welcome to the show. We are the Circle of Nerds. Coming up this week, we're going to be laughing at superheroes, a very, very dangerous proposition. We're going to be testing our mental might in a mysterious, mysterious session of Are You Smarter Than A... And we're going to be putting the freeze on things, all that and much more this week. But first, we've got a movie clip for you. And right now, I believe Doug is 7-0. Let's see if we can...
We ready, folks? Eight.
Oh, jeez. All right. Is everybody... And I'm going to run it once. I'm going to run it once because if I run it more than that, then Doug gets it every fucking time.
You're crippling Doug, but you're crippling the rest of us,
too. Well, get good. Watch more movies. I don't know what to tell you. No, I'll run.
Pick better movies.
These are all great movies.
Master in Disguise. Master in Disguise. You can't say you're picking great movies.
No.
It's a cult classic.
Master of Disguise is a great, great film.
Ever see the Shark's Eyes, Chief?
I don't remember it being
the longest audio cut.
That great. I don't remember it. I love Dana Carvey. Right. I can't get enough of Dana Carvey, but
it's so good. It's so good.
I think I had enough of Dana Carvey.
Did you see Dana Carvey's bit on Adam Sandler's Mark Twain Award ceremony? Sandler got the Mark Twain Award, prestigious honor, well deserved by Sandler. But Dana Carvey did this bit, and it was just hilarious. It's Dana Carvey being Dana Carvey. So if you like Dana Carvey, just check out his bit on the Mark Twain Award. All right, so here we go. Movie clip. I'll run it twice. All right, here we go.
Trust me. Rotate the turret 82 degrees.
Got it.
Fire! Boom! Fire!
You trying to shoot down that other drone?
No. They're trying to fly that tank.
One more time.
Great movie.
Fucking Tony, seriously? All right, one more time.
Trust me! Rotate the turret 82 degrees!
Fire! No!
Fire! Boom!
You trying to shoot down that other drone?
No. They're trying to fly that tank.
Tony, I don't care that you got it. I mean, I love you. I don't mean that in a negative or disrespectful way.
No, I'll get
D to the UG has nothing.
Saving Ryan's privates.
He has nothing. Look at him.
I have three guesses, and I will determine which one is my guess by the end of the show. And I will be correct.
Oh, I know it. Medea goes to Normandy.
God damn it.
You got it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it.
I would watch the shit out of that.
I would too. I think Tyler Perry needs to tune into me. I'm giving him like idea after idea.
You're giving him gold. You're just fucking giving him gold. So Tyler Perry needs to do a World War II film.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. Some historical fiction.
It has to be young Madea though.
No.
Right?
Yes.
Keep it current, Madea.
Oh, she always looked like that.
But she's just eternally old. She's just always been a grandma.
Okay, I like that idea too.
All right. So this week we're going to be talking about it's our little icebreaker getting to know us segment. Poorly named superheroes. Who came up with this? Whose idea was this? Poorly named superhero.
I don't remember exactly, but I know I had a strong opinion on this one.
Oh, okay. All right, well then, Tony, take us away. Kick it off.
The most poorly named superhero is Batman. Plain and simple. Because Batman has zero qualities of a bat. He cannot fly. He does not use echolocation. He is not blind. He does not suck blood.
That you know of.
Doesn't he use echolocation with his vehicles or some shit?
It has technology, but he himself doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, well,
not
sure,
like Spider-Man right. can. Yeah.
But he's shaped by the things that he fears or some shit. Like, isn't there some deep? I don't know. You're right. It's a shitty name. It's a shitty name. What? Okay.
What would you call him? Perfectly fine name. It's just not representative of who he is.
So, what would you rename him? Like, if you could select, you know, let's not just shit on bad superhero names. Let's rename them too. Why not? So, his name is not representative of what he does.
So I don't know what to rename him. But the character named Daredevil should be Batman.
What if we renamed him the Million Dollar Man and he had to prance around town fighting crime like Ted DiBiase?
I think he should name himself, if he wants to go after something that happened to him, he should either be called Trauma Man or, hear me out, The Playboy.
The Playboy?
The Playboy.
The Playboy.
Not a lot of armor.
Trauma Man.
No, but he's not. But
Shadow Guy.
Shadow Guy.
Really, he should be the Shadow. I mean, that's already taken by the Shadow.
Oh, wait. Obviously, he should be called the Pearl Necklace. Because every fucking Batman movie has that slow-mo shot of his mom's pearls flying through the air as they get murdered. It's so important to his core, and it's hilarious.
But that would need to be his superpower.
It's just the one Batman movie, though.
It could be his superpower. Pearl necklace could be his superpower.
With a pearl necklace. And depending on which sort of rating you want to give it, that
exactly
he could have pearl necklaces in his little bat pouches, or
would explain how he's able to hang upside down on things.
Yikes. And now he's crossing over into Spider-Man territory at that point.
Does this too, like a bat does, but
I don't know. I agree with you 100,000%, Tony. But I want to rename the poor guy. I mean, I feel
all
like
right, I got another one and I got an alternate name.
Okay.
All right. Fucking Cyclops, the X-Men.
All right.
Motherfucker has two eyes. He has two eyes. He's not a Cyclops. He's just not.
Know.
Well, Scott Summers isn't a Cyclops, but his alter ego with the ruby crystal visor, that's a singular thing, right? That is a... It's not oculi, it is a single oculus, right?
Bullshit technicality. It's a bullshit technicality, and he should be called...
But, yes. Laserface?
Laserface, yes!
Okay, so here's the thing, though. Technically speaking, if you actually look at the history of that character, they're not lasers.
Well, what are they?
Okay, then whatever the fuck they are, face.
So supposedly, when he opens his eyes, that energy that's coming out is coming from another dimension. What? And it's kinetic energy.
Is that how Havoc does it with his
right.
chest?
That wasn't really explained in the movie.
Well, Havoc,
it was a laser. It was a laser in the movie.
Havoc's shit is actual raw, star.
My favorite thing about Havoc is he does his little hula dance and then kind of humps the lasers towards his enemy. Laser thrust. That should be Havoc's name.
Ooh.
That's a good there name. I like that. Laser.
Here's a hot take. If you've got yourself a GameCube, do yourself a favor and go out to whatever, reseller of games there is and get the X-Men Legends series. Legends 1 and 2. Incredible games.
Yeah,
they are. Those are
top-down dungeon crawlers, but you have level-up trees. It's very RPG. You choose. It's kind of Ultimate Alliance, except it's all the X-Men. And in Legends 2, it's the X-Men and the Brotherhood teaming up. It's real good.
That's cool. So what's your alternative name for Cyclops?
Oh, it was Laserface.
Laserface.
It was Laserface. Oh, absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Right. The astigmatism.
It just tells you exactly, right?
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that just broke my major. He's in an army. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. That's good.
Major astigmatism. Give him a whole military theme. All right. So laser face for Cyclops. All right.
I have one. That's, I mean, there's not, probably like, a real one. I don't know. I don't know this character well enough to like know if it's representative of who he is or not. I just find it to be really mean.
Okay.
So this character, he actually has been in the MCU. He was in Captain America: First Avenger, played by Neil McDonough. The character's like real name in Marvel Universe is Timothy Aloysius Caldwallader, but his like Marvel name is Dum Dum Dugan, and that seems really mean. Like Dum Dum Dugan, that's just bullying.
Yeah, that's elementary level.
Right, that's like you're the kids on the playground gave you that name.
So like I don't know what to rename him because like honestly anything is nicer. You could just call him Mike and it's a better name.
Is he a superhero or just a dude?
What did he do?
So based on the quick Wikipedia that I did, he was an officer of S.H.I.E.L.D. known for marksmanship. So like a million names right there. Maybe he was a
Hawkeye.
No, that's a terrible name. There's no Hawks. He can't fly. He doesn't have talents.
Right?
No, but he's got a Hawkeye. He's got the eye of the... Yeah, because they have great vision.
Like a hawk.
Yeah, he has hawk-like vision.
So maybe would argue that Hawkeye is a great name.
Maybe he should just be Hawk-like. Maybe that should be his name. Hawk-like.
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 I think we're getting pedantic about this.
Well, yeah.
I like Hawk-like.
So you said any name will do. We're just going to name him Mike.
Yeah.
Hello, Mike. Hello.
Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Arrow boy.
Shoot your brain. All right. So, Aaron, what about you? What you
got? I don't have any gripes with anything you guys have said. So, I had to do a search on the internet. And the funniest name that I found was somebody from the DC Universe, a member of the Legion of Superheroes, and possesses the power to eat matter in all forms.
Okay.
As do all natives of his home planet. He first appears in Adventure Comics number 303 in 1962. This is, I'm talking about none other than Matter Eater Lad.
Yep.
Tony knows.
What is it? Matter Eater Lad.
From his home planet of Abysmal.
Name.
It's absolutely accurate.
It's a terrible name.
Absolutely. He's able to bite through and consume all forms of matter, including that which is supposedly indestructible, like Amazonium or Superman.
Dude, he can eat Superman?
Yeah, apparently. And he can digest it. Really, he's got a pretty awesome stomach, and he can analyze everything about it. The enzymes, the content analysis.
What would it be like to shit Superman? Like, how good of a shit would that be?
Initially or after? Initially, it would be awful, but after.
No, but like the release?
Yeah.
The like.
Yeah.
Like, would you fly?
These are the important questions. You can shoot it out with enough force. Yeah.
So if you Kirby Superman, would you absorb his powers? I mean, when you eat things, you absorb their nutrients. So. Would you absorb Superman's powers by consuming him?
Well, I don't think that's questions. In Matt Eater Boy's breakdown. That he's not Rogue.
No.
He just eats it and shits it out.
Yeah.
All right.
Eats it, shits it. Can tell the content.
Impressive digestive tract, though.
Yeah, 67% carbon, 19% molybdenum. That's how I picture him talking.
Nailed it.
Louis, who you got?
So I went with a character by the name of Booster Gold. I think it's just the stupidest fucking name on the planet.
Sounds like a
I love it
character.
Phonetically, though.
Booster Gold is cool, though.
I mean, I guess he's kind of a prick.
Well, yeah.
but Booster, like the name Booster Gold is just, even if you look up his, so if you look up his origin story on DC fandom, the booster part comes from, he was a football player, a college football player, and they gave him the nickname Booster.
Okay.
And then later on, once he became a hero and all that other stuff, he was interviewed, and he had already come up with the name Gold Star. Like, that was going to be his character's name or his hero name. And he was, like I said, he did something, he saved something, he did like an interview, and they said, you know, what's your name? And instead of saying Gold Star, he said Booster Gold. And that's literally where the name came from.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a pretty terrible name.
It's pretty stupid, in my opinion.
So. Pretty bad. That's pretty bad. I don't know what else to say.
And there's James Gunn is doing a TV show
with Booster Gold. So rename him.
Yeah, what does he do? I don't even know this character.
Yeah.
So I'm not an expert.
He doesn't have, I don't think he has any powers. I think that his powers come from, so he worked as like a night security guard at the Metropolis Science Museum, and he fell in love with superheroes and the idea of superheroes because they had displays in the museum or whatever. And he found artifacts, and he basically shoplifted the artifacts from the museum and threw it all together and became this. This guy, yeah. That, I think he has like a lantern like ring.
All blart mall,
so
cop.
If I remember this correctly, yes. He's actually from the future. Like he comes from a,
he does have a time
world,
machine, yeah.
And all the artifacts he stole are future stuff that makes him powerful in our present time.
Oh, is that what it is? Right.
Isn't that cable?
So he boosts a bunch of stuff. He's a booster.
Right. He's a booster.
Right. I get it now.
Booster.
And he just, and
his outfit is gold. So
booster. So then that fits. He steals.
All right.
Shit.
Well, then I guess we just call him Future Stealer hair. Man. I don't know.
Future Stealer Man. All right. Mine is, and he's an older. I haven't seen him around, probably because his name is stupid, but 1941, he is the Whizzer. He is a speedster. So
great.
Is he Australian? Whizzer.
No, I'm the Whizzer. No, I don't think he's Australian, but he does wear a yellow suit, which leads more towards the whizzing. But it's cool because he was on a trip to Africa. He got bit by a cobra. And in order to save his life, they infused him with mongoose blood.
Amazing.
And the combination of cobra venom and mongoose blood gave him superhuman speed. And then so he decided to call himself the Whizzer because, you know, he just whizzes by. He's the Whizzer. Doug couldn't handle it. Doug is out.
Apparently not.
Doug said, F this.
Fuck the Whizzer. He is out.
He's just upset that he doesn't know what the quote is, and he doesn't want to go 7-1.
I think he froze. I think his screen froze. He was just sitting there. He was sitting there with his, like, his face on his hand like this for a minute. I thought he was just bored to shit, but apparently maybe he froze up, or maybe not. Maybe he was just bored.
Just come over here and just hang out behind us. Oh, there he is.
There he is.
Back.
So. We don't know if you crashed or you were just bored and said, fuck it.
My computer just like it. The screen went like purple and then just fucking yeeted. And I was like, oh, shit. But then it restarted. And I was like, OK, it's fine. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go.
Yeet skirt.
All right. So that's it. So if I had to rename the Whizzer, I got nothing. He's a speedster. So I don't know.
Zippy.
Zippy.
What if he was from Boston, he'd be the Whizzer.
The Whizzer. I just see, I would imagine that he would prepare yourself for doom. It is I, the Whizzer. Like, like that, you would have like this ridiculous, like, what Dudley Do Right type of voice.
Yeah. God, that's a good character.
Don't worry now, I'll save you. Name the wizard. I'd like to think that he turned to a life of crime when he broke his ankle or something like that.
That's it. Fuck all this.
Fuck this. I'm going rogue.
I'm causing havoc now.
Can't call him Havoc, though.
No.
No, that's taken.
Havoc was taken. All right.
Problem solved.
So that's it. Hey, before we continue on, where we where we're going to find out if we are smarter than a blank. We want to give a quick shout out to some of our friends and colleagues out there in the Nerdyverse who are holding it down for nerd culture and doing what we do for the culture. Head Nerds in Charge, check them out. They are everywhere. They're blowing up. They're getting big. And they're definitely holding it down for blurred culture. They've got lots of live shows. They've got guests. They have multiple shows. Check them out. They primarily kind of haunt Facebook, but they're on every platform. They got a great website. Head Nerds in Charge, check them out. Blurred's Eye View, our very own Chris Fury. He did a little spinoff and went and did his own thing and is rocking the Blurred's Eye View podcast. Again, holding it down for blurred culture and doing a great job of it as well. He and his crew are out every week with brand new episodes and specials and all of that fun stuff. So please do check them out. And on the family-friendly side of things, you've got our friends World Gone Geek. They're also holding it down for all nerd culture. And they've got tons of guests all the time. So if you like guests, if you like hearing about what's going on in the industry, from industry insiders and celebs and all that stuff, check out World Gone Geek again, all over the place. They're on every platform. So please do check them out. And with that being said, Aaron, I thought you were going to jump in.
Quite honestly.
And with that being said, go, Aaron.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'm seeing my cue now. The light is up and it's my turn to talk. Quite honestly, there is that music you have going on in the background.
Is it too loud?
So relaxing.
No, it's just chill as fuck.
Really?
It sounds like some of the Animal Crossing music almost. Like, it's so chill.
Oh, yeah. I was enjoying the heck out of it.
I'm sorry. Here. I'll switch it up. I don't want anybody to.
Are you?
I'm going to throw a little bit of a shift change here with the game in that I'm not going to be performing.
Okay.
Last time, I don't think all parties were, it might not have been so fair.
But we do love your performance.
I do appreciate that. And I will bring it back in other episodes when I can think of a good one to imitate or just bring back old characters.
Okay.
The first question, and this is worth a point, and I will need you guys to be able to write answers down.
Mother bitches. All right. I wasn't planning on mathing tonight.
No.
For you, Aaron, anything.
Because I won't be taking care of your scores. But I will need you to write things down.
All righty.
All right. So the first question, and which also indicates what the theme of these questions will be.
All right.
Who is the only character not a part of Team Avatar to be honored with a statue in Republic City?
Say that again.
Who is the only character not a part of Team Avatar to be honored with a statue in Republic City?
Oh gosh!
Do we have a time limit?
I need to get. I have to pick the right pencil on my iPad. Hold on.
10.
I don't have any time for the music.
8.
I'll have to get that. Let me make a note.
Okay, I got my.
Does everybody have an answer?
Yep. I have an answer, but I think it's the wrong answer.
All right, Doug. What is your answer?
King Boomy.
Tommy.
Momo.
Louis. What does that say?
Your mom.
Your mom. Okay. Maybe. Tony?
I got nothing.
And Adventures?
I put Uncle Iroh.
You're all wrong. Nobody gets a point. It is the cabbage vendor.
Oh!
Are you smarter than a cabbage vendor?
My cab
cabbage is.
Are you smarter than a cabbage vendor? This is incredible. I'm so excited.
Are you smarter than
a cabbage? This begs the first question. How many times does the vendor's crop or his cart and crop get destroyed in the TV series?
A lot.
Oh, that's, is that a question? Like you're
this is the question.
We just pick a number. You don't, you're not, this isn't multiple choice. I was way too kind on Jack Sparrow. You guys suck. Okay.
I'll give you 2 points. I'll give you 2 points.
That's not me. I make my shit easy.
I'll give you 2 points if you get it exactly. 1 point if you're on either side of it.
Are we talking
plus or minus? Okay,
how many times his cart gets destroyed?
In Avatar: The Last Airbender, or yeah, in the Korra series. As well.
The TV series or the movie?
Boo.
Well, in Korra.
I thought there was one cabbage thing in the very beginning that they referenced, but
there is.
They might reference it, but no, we're talking.
He would have been
Last Airbender.
Legit. Okay.
The Aang, the life and.
All right, I got a number, but I don't think that's right.
All right, write down your numbers.
Hold on, I'm thinking.
No, I mean we got to. This is an episode. We got to keep it moving. All right, Louie.
You're muted, buddy. You're muted.
Oh, no. Why is he muted?
1,418,766.
That's God, how many you're cabbages so he lost.
You're just that's one off, Tony. Number of
cabbages lost.
So. I'm going to go with 87 times.
87? All right. Ventus?
I'm only remembering 4, but because I have 4 specific ones in my head.
There's like an episode where there are 4.
You're not wrong. Go ahead.
Quill. I have 11, but I think I'm low.
And then Tommy, did you have one?
I had 8.
Ding, 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 ding. It is 8.
Okay. So here's what I remember. I remember there's the first two in Omashu, right?
Yeah.
Then there's He's trying to get into Omashu. Ba Sing Se, because he's like, this place is worse than Omashu.
No, you've jumped ahead.
Ah, shit.
Yeah. No, between Bumi, like, crushing it with Aang,
yeah.
The Team Avatar crushing it. Those are 2 others. Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically, I just used Nick.com, and they confirmed it's about 8. There's also the platypus security, platypus bear, you know, making sure.
Oh, so I undercounted on the Ashi ones. Okay.
And there was also one where it's in the background, so that was kind of the... So 8, you get 2 points, Tommy. Congratulations.
Hey. Thanks. That was a hell of a
game. Okay. So now let's get into, like, what he needs to know as a cabbage vendor, right? Okay. Let's just say that the cabbage vendor were... to apply for a transient vendor's license in Ohio. How much does it cost an ST1-T?
What the
How much
fuck?
He's got to set up shop in Ohio. How much does it cost? 3 points to those who guess it, 2 if you're within 5, 1
what,
if you're
what,
within
dollars?
10. I'm talking dollars. Jesus Christ. 5 point wait, what did I say? 3
What's
points.
Apply
for a transient vendor's license in the state of Ohio.
An ST1-10.
How much does it cost?
Is it a 1-year license or is it a one time fee?
He doesn't know.
Look at that.
Wait, he said application. This is only the application fee?
To apply for it.
Oh, so it's not the license fee.
Oh, okay. I got you.
All right. I got an answer.
3 points if you get it exactly, 2 if you're within 5, 1 if you're within 10, 0 if you're outside of that.
I'm going to start and say $75.
Okay, Vinches?
I have 35.
Give yourself a point. Doug?
I don't know why I'm getting a point, but yeah.
I'll tell you why.
Doug? I had $99.99.
Way too high, Tommy.
I had $50.
Way too high, Louie.
$150.
Way too high. It's just $25 to apply for the license.
Woo!
Give yourself a point, Ventus.
So smart.
All right. So let's go about the qualities.
But it's a great question
of cabbages itself. Maybe why he might have been selling it in the first place. In old scrolls from ancient China, elixirs with cabbages were made to help cure. What? I'll give you answers. Is it baldness, fertility, constipation, Or was it making an elixir for an aphrodisiac? Cabbage. To help cure baldness, fertility, constipation, or was it for an aphrodisiac? Cabbage.
Sorry.
Elixirs. Maybe he was selling them for this.
I got an answer.
Ancient Chinese scrolls. I got you. Okay.
Got it. Okay. Doug.
Constipation.
Tommy.
Also constipation.
Louie.
He's doing it for the poo-poo.
that's the new shirt right there. Right,
doing it for the poo-poo.
Tony.
Fertility.
The juice.
Horny juice.
No, man, it was for baldness.
Oh.
What?
All right.
So you Look, can man, see how well, I mean, I'm clearly using it for the wrong thing.
My wife is Polish. We eat a lot of cabbage, and I poop a lot.
But you also had a beautiful, luscious head of hair.
I'm not saying it doesn't fantastic. Help, but maybe in scrolls in ancient China. And also, that could partially be right. Anybody who said constipation, give yourself a point. I would have given you two otherwise.
What?
Well, I mean, he said he poos a lot.
No, dude, if it's not the answer, it's not the answer.
It's not the answer. So nobody gets a point.
Fuck.
Okay.
Well, you know what? Cabbage makes me horny. Do I get a point?
Good to know.
He's bringing cabbage home.
All right. Okay. All right. So let's get down to the science of cabbage, right? So
sure. Why not?
Cabbage is a part of the larger Brassicaceae family, and it's cousins to crops like the radish, peppergrass, and wasabi. Are you paying attention?
I am.
You said peppergrass and wasabi.
So it's a part of the larger Brassicaceae family and cousins to radish, peppergrass, and wasabi.
Yeah.
Now, cabbage is specifically in the genus Brassica.
Yep.
And the Brassica genus has a variety of growth habits, or variety, you know, they don't all grow the same. Write down as many as you think are also in this genus. One point per correct item. Hold on, I'm going to give you a hint. Don't look this up. I will put 30 seconds on the clock, but here's a hint. The plants in this genus generally have lobed or entire leaves.
Wait, we have to write arranged. The names, not just how many we think they are.
Huh?
We have to write the names of these plants.
Okay, I'm tracking. All right.
These are I'm just names of these are plants or vegetables.
Oh fuck.
You got 30 seconds. Write down as
Am
many
Am I guessing
as
a number or names?
Names.
Write down as many No, write down names of things also in this genus. Most of them are foods, vegetables. There's your hint. I'm looking for 12 names, basically.
Jesus.
I got you.
Why would you? What? You just told. Oh my God. Aaron.
No, not number. What is in it? Radish. Is it radish? No, not radish. Was the question not clear?
I don't even know where it began.
What are you talking about?
My brother.
Radish? Where are the radishes? Why are the radishes now?
I told you this already. Were you not paying? You weren't paying attention.
Cabbages. We are naming things.
I know. Right. And I'm telling you that a cousin to the cabbage is a radish because they're in the same family. I'm asking for vegetables in that genus. I should have been. I wasn't clear.
No,
no,
no. You were perfectly clear. I got it. I'm tracking.
But then you said there are 12.
Oh, I'm looking at. Okay, I made a list of about 12 that Wikipedia was naming and other sites. There's probably way more. Okay, all right.
Louis, are you okay, buddy?
Oh my God!
Are you throwing up or are you laughing? You couldn't tell if you're stroking out, laughing.
Okay.
Because I know you here's, said you were sick.
Okay, here's how I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this on the honor system. I'm going to list the names of the foods that.
No, let us give our weird guesses.
No.
All right. Okay. We can do that.
We were done. Okay.
Ventures, you start.
Okay. I'm changing my pencil color so I can highlight the ones I get right. Lettuce. I don't know, Aaron. I'm just fucking naming vegetables. Don't give me that goddamn look.
I think that's right. Go ahead.
Yay.
You think that's right. You're the quiz master. You have to know that.
I'm nailing it. Chard.
I don't. What's chard? No, that's
so
wrong.
So probably not that. That's wrong. Spinach.
No.
Celery.
No.
Carrots.
No.
Beets.
No.
Kale.
Yes.
Woo.
Oh.
Ginger.
No.
Potatoes.
Whatever you're making sounds delicious, though.
Cauliflower.
Yes.
Woo. Beets. Did I guess that twice? I did. Broccoli.
Broccoli. Yes.
Broccoli. Yes.
I got four.
All right. Good job, Doug.
Nailed it.
I had romaine.
I don't think, honestly, I don't think lettuce is.
Yeah, I already highlighted it though, so you know.
Why would it comes in a head like cabbage does?
Fuck.
It's literally like the same thing.
This is insane.
Anyways, really spinach, cauliflower, game. Broccoli, celery, red cabbage.
Is lettuce the
red cabbage? Yes.
Stuff.
Red cabbage,
you
yes.
The colors of it?
And then I had charding kale. Thing.
Charting kale is yes,
kale,
broccoli yes,
red cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, spinach. Was that one?
No, spinach no.
I have Tommy. Four. If lettuce yeah. is not, then I, if lettuce is, then I have five.
All right, so I've got cabbage.
Yeah,
you didn't say we couldn't use it. So cabbage,
I'll use it.
I didn't think of red cabbage. Doug, fucking genius. Cabbage, Brussels sprouts.
Yes.
Ooh, that's
little
a good
baby
one.
Cabbage. Okay. Brussels sprouts. Lettuce. Are we good with lettuce? Iceberg lettuce? I put iceberg lettuce. Are we good with it? Vench has got it. I'm taking it.
Yeah,
cauliflower. Broccoli.
Yes.
Radishes.
No. That's...
You said radishes.
Well, radishes.
Radishes are part of the family, not the genus.
Yeah, exactly.
Radishes. Okay. Turnips.
Yes.
Yes.
Hey! geraniums.
What? No.
Okay. I didn't.
In the winter.
You said things bulbous. So wait. I had cabbage, Brussels sprouts, lettuce was yeah because your
lettuce
wife got
is not a cabbage according to Google.
But he gave it to you. He gave you the point for it.
Oh, then I didn't. It totally is cabbage.
Ask what the
cauliflower, broccoli, geraniums were a no.
Louis
were a no, and turnips. Okay, 1, 2, 3.
What?
What yeah. did you write anything down at all?
Oh yeah, Reese's peanut butter cups.
Go ahead, Tony. You probably
know. Tony's gonna sweep it. He knew all 12 immediately.
Broccoli, cauliflower, yes, Brussels yes, sprouts, kale, yes, collard yes, greens, and turnips yes, are the ones I have.
Yes, all of those are correct.
Collard.
Holy shit! Well done.
Lettuce is from the Lactusa or
okay, yeah,
Asteraceae
I didn't think that was
family.
Right. Yeah, I don't think lettuce is it.
Well,
what is it?
The
wait,
point.
What family? The Asker what?
I don't know. It's so sciencey. Asteraceae.
The Reese peanut butter cup company. Hershey.
Because I wasn't confident. If you wrote lettuce, just give yourself a point. I don't think it's right.
I gave
right.
myself
10 out of 10 stopping to get Reese's peanut keep, butter cups on my way home.
Oh yeah. That was a good good ad, Daddy Lou. I mean it worked. Okay.
Keep their poop points.
Good I want to make sure.
All right. We need to keep moving.
Do we get a point?
There's more questions.
Do we get a point per thing?
Yeah, point per thing.
Shit, okay.
Yeah, man. I told you it was going to rain down. All right.
Look, yeah, it is.
Here's the sixth question. America imported $101,896 worth of fresh and chilled cabbage in 2022. Which country earned 58.4% of that market? I'm going to give you multiple choice. Is our major...
Our cabbage distributor?
Distributor?
Yeah, who's our... Okay, we imported from them. So who did we give most of our money to? Was it Canada? Was it Mexico? Was it China? Or Costa Rica? Which country did we import 58.4% of our...
cabbages.
Cabbages from?
What that money from? What are they?
Canada, Mexico, yeah. China, or Costa Rica? Who's our... cabbage dealer. Tony.
I'm going to guess China.
Louie?
Sorry, I'm still writing.
Tommy.
Costa Rica.
Okay, Costa Rica. Tommy.
I'm going to say Mexico.
Doug.
I'm also going to say China.
Francis?
I've rewritten my answer like five times. I don't know. Canada?
Tommy, give yourself a point because it's Mexico.
Yay! I had Mexico first. Yeah. God damn it.
They give us that sweet, sweet brassica cabbage.
I doubted myself because I said, maybe it's too dry for cabbage. It seems like a moist veggie.
It is, but I feel like Mexico's got more room to grow that much.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
They also grow a lot of the devil's lettuce.
They do a lot of the devil's
lettuce. Lettuce isn't cabbage, Doug.
All right, so now this is what a cabbage vendor would need to know. Over the last 3 years, which months is cabbage on average more valuable per unit as a U.S. export?
Export?
As a U.S. export. Which months are they more valuable? I'll give you options. Is it January through February? Is it May through June? Is it September through October? Or is it November to December? A, B, C, D.
Say that again.
A, is it the early part of the year, January through February?
A quarter one, first quarter. Basically, right?
Oh, man, I fucked up these months. Right? Oh, I think I meant January through April, but it doesn't matter, really. Is it the first part of the year? A. Yeah. January through April.
Okay.
Is it B, sort of like the early summer, May through June? Or no, like May through August? Is it the later part of the year, fall, September through October? Or is it the last part of the year into winter, November through December? Where does cabbage like to grow?
Okay.
I think you have to do a voice from now on because I can't follow the questions when you're not doing it. But I have an answer.
Yeah, I'm ready.
I'm sorry, guys. I should have like prepped this because I'm finding mistakes in my own writing.
It's okay. It's okay.
Basically, when is it?
Yeah. Q1, 2, 3, or 4.
Right. That. Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah. That's
Doug, do you have an answer?
I think it's that November, December time frame.
That's when they're in shorter supply, so they're more valuable per unit.
Yeah, that's I wrestled between Q1 and Q4, and I went with Q4 on a gut.
Okay. That's what I'm asking, is when it's more valuable.
You completely just phrased it differently. I had no idea what you were asking, and now it's fucking crystal clear, and my answer would not have been what I put.
Well, I'm not looking at what you're writing. Tommy.
No, I'm gonna be honest.
I'm going with Q3, C.
Okay. Louie.
I'm going with the beginning of the year because February has less days, which means there's less time, which makes each unit more valuable.
Ooh,
January okay, and right. March have extra days, though.
Tony.
I went with Q1, same logic as Doug for Q4.
Got it. Okay, Ventures. What would you have said?
She's like Q5.
The answer I put was Q, I guess May through August, whatever that is. You change your months all the time. But I would have chosen the colder months, I think. I don't know.
Well, Tommy yet again gets another point because cabbage is more valuable per unit September through October over the last several years. Pretty cool. All right.
Shit's getting harvested. I don't know.
All right. We're transitioning now.
Okay.
Cabbage core. Oh, yes.
It's just his face.
Damn it. All right. The cabbage vendor later uses his earnings from Cabbage Delicacies Bistro and develops Cabbage Core. Right?
Yes.
What do they
We're with
produce?
You.
What do they produce? So he goes from selling cabbages and also then having a deli to then starting up Cabbage Core. What do they produce? Do they produce A, leafy greens variants? Do they produce B, farming equipment, or C, explosive technology, or D, motor vehicles? Cabbage Core. What do they produce? Leafy greens, farming equipment, explosive technology, or motor vehicles?
Ding, 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 ding.
This is ding. I literally just watched Korra, and I fucking can't remember for the life of me.
I'm tied between two. Ding, ding, ding,
ding, ding, because you're not really paying attention. You're not paying attention to cabbages. You're paying attention to the storyline. It's like these little things.
No, I'm paying attention to cabbages. I'm just usually impaired.
Oh, okay, that's fair. I'm not paying attention to cabbages. I'm paying attention to so many other things.
All right, five, never four, three, two. Louie.
I don't know.
My brain was multiple hurt. Choice. Make a guess.
A.
Yep. A. Okay. Tommy.
I went with B, farm tech.
Tony.
So B seems like the reasonable answer, but because I don't know shit about shit in this, I'm going to go with D.
All right. Motor vehicles. Okay. Doug.
I also went farming equipment, but only because I think I know the name of the company that makes the cars.
I put explosives.
Well, all of them are kind of close to what they do, but the correct answer, Tony got a point for motor vehicles.
Hey!
I thought it was Inspire Industries.
Got a lot of it.
It was,
okay.
Yeah, because the Sodomobile.
Yeah, was, Future Industries.
Right. They literally call it a Sodomobile because it was named after, like...
Right. The president of Future Industries.
Osami Sato. Got
yeah.
It.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he was the guy who inspired Cabbage Corps to start making motor vehicles.
Damn it.
I mean, we all got right. You know, Ford and Chrysler and that. We got different manufacturers of cars, so I guess...
All right. I've got four more questions, and less... But this is... You're doing great. You guys are doing great.
That's our show, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for
four
joining.
Points.
I'm moving. Right. I'll move quickly.
Here, let's go. Right. Let's do it.
So, Cabbage Corps, as we know, makes motor vehicles, becomes the main supplier for the Earth Kingdom's Air Force. What vehicle manufacturer in the real world has contributed to military efforts by converting plants into building their production plants into building tanks, planes, and propulsion developments for the U.S. military.
We go multiple choice or straight up?
There's more than one option.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Right. Is it GM? Are you saying multiple have done this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, screw that question then.
Yeah. Lockheed Martin.
Ford?
Boeing.
I'm sorry, guys.
Stark Industries?
I'm glad you know that because I would have looked really stupid had I.
Yeah, there's
down.
A lot more than one.
What was your answer? What was the answer key? Because I wrote General Motors.
That was the one that, well, to be fair, I was like, who turn their plants into military equipment, and GM was like, I did it all the time for 100 fucking years. I'm doing that. I've supported every military effort in the history of America.
Wow.
I don't know what's happening.
No, that was just GM's propaganda. All right, here's a legitimate question. Here's an actually legitimate question. In World War II, the Allies had a really hard time with vehicle production because Japan and Southeast Asia had a monopoly on what material. And it was later, that problem was later resolved by Waldo Siemens' 1940 development of Ameripol, which resolved this issue, which helped the Allies win the war. All right. Did Japan and the Southeast Asia have a monopoly on A, oil, B, rubber, C, gasoline, or D, zinc?
And this has what to do with cabbages?
We transitioned, my guy, because
of the airplane thing.
Exactly.
But now I'm not smarter than this. I'm smarter than cabbages.
Why are you smarter than the Japanese military?
Dude, I'm just following.
I'm smarter than the cabbages. I'm not smarter than
the trail of his career. If you know how to counter what the axis of evil is doing over there.
Okay, so what are the options? I don't remember the question, but just give me the options.
Japan and Southeast Asia had a monopoly on
cabbages.
Either oil,
yeah,
rubber, gasoline, or zinc, which made vehicle production very hard for the Allies. Ventures?
Rubber.
Okay.
Doug.
Zinc.
Tommy.
I'm also going with zinc.
Tony.
Rubber.
Louis.
I also picked zinc.
It is rubber.
Woo! That one I
have. Ameripol is like a plasticized something or other that kind of helped us make tires for tanks. Mm-hmm. And other
you know what it's not, though? Cabbage.
All right.
It's cabbage adjacent.
This is, yeah, no. All right. So in the vein
it
of
identifies as cabbage.
Identifies as cabbage.
In the vein of our US military and Air Force, because the Earthen Kingdom had Air Force, this is an interesting trivia question. As of September 2022, according to the US Air Force, what percentage of their 263,576 enlisted are actually pilots?
Can you ask that entire question again? I'm not going to lie. I completely disassociated.
What percentage of the US Air Force, the enlisted US Air Force, are actually pilots, can actually fly the planes?
And how many total people are enlisted?
263,576. According to September 2022.
Can you give us a range?
Yes, I will. I'll give you four different numbers. Is it A, 4%, B, 9%, D, or C, 15%, or D, 20%? Which of those percentages are actually licensed pilots? 4%, 9%, 15%, or 20%? This got unhinged. I know.
I'll go first. I'm gonna say 9, but I even feel like that's a high number.
Yeah, I'm going with 4%.
4%. Okay. 4. Doug.
I did 9.
Tony 4. Doug 4. 9. What'd you say? 4. If you said 4%, give yourself a point.
Yeah, I had a feeling that was high.
I've seen Top Gun.
Honestly, I thought 4% was high.
Yeah. It might have been. It was straight from the U.S. Air Force data.
Yeah, but
you kept saying enlisted.
Well, that is right.
That's how civilians say it. Like, just anyone. It doesn't matter, enlisted or officer. Civilians will just say enlisted.
Yeah, they delineated two different categories of U.S. Air Force members. There are those on active duty, which they were calling the enlisted. And then there was also civilian, so it was just from the pool of
active duty military. Okay.
Yeah. And I'm going to give anybody 5 extra points who can bring a head of lettuce to the screen right now.
We are literally in a podcast
I wrote
studio.
This when I thought we were going to be in our house.
And you,
or an additional 3 points to anybody that can bring something from the Brassica genus.
Doug.
Doug, I might be able to do that.
Does someone leave a lunch here, Doug?
There maybe, but I wouldn't open it. I don't believe that anything is not going to be poisonous if it's in that fridge.
Hey, I'm not
what is that? What is that? What is that?
All right, it's chopped up. It's a chopped up head of lettuce.
It's not cabbage.
You said lettuce. He said a head of lettuce.
Oh,
did I?
Oh, you need cabbage? Hold on, I got your cabbage. Hold on.
I just say that. I just say head of lettuce. God damn it.
I ended this game with 4 points, and it's really sad for me.
Are you smarter than
0? So I got none.
Yeah, but I'm used to winning.
The real question is, there we go. Yeah. Give yourself 3 points there, Tony.
Yes.
What is that? What do you got there?
I should also say, this is both cauliflower and broccoli, so this should be worth it.
All right, give yourself 4 points there, Tommy. I can't tell what that is. All right. So are you smarter than a game maker who's flying by the seat of their pants who wrote questions, but some of them were correct? Tally up your points. Who won?
Wait,
I had 14.
I don't think anybody won.
Did any of you count?
We're all a bunch of losers.
Like war. Nobody wins.
Did any of you count your poop point?
Huh?
I did not count the poop point.
I didn't count
either, so I guess I got 1.
No, I'm saying I want to make sure that I give myself a horny point for that question. If you guys got a poop point, so
why do you get a horny point?
Because you said that they got a point because they were like, "Oh, I eat cabbage and it makes me poop." Well, I eat cabbage and it makes me horny. I get a point.
I think that was Doug. Cabbage doesn't make me do anything. I'm aware of that.
Apparently, if we claim cabbage makes us do something, we get a point.
At this point, cabbage makes me not feel good about myself.
I'm sorry to have ruined cabbage for you. All right, everybody. So what kind of points you got?
7.
4. 14,
12.
1.
I kind of thought Tommy had a couple good answers there. Ding, 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 ding.
Well done.
Okay.
Tommy, you could open your own cabbage vending shop.
Please
congratulations.
Don't.
Congratulations.
I want to be there for the conversation where Tommy looks Sherry in the eye and says, "Oh, this it's out the window. We're doing cabbages now."
We're not doing cabbage. I have some nice purple cabbage right here. Crunchy. It's very good.
There you go.
Some regular cabbage. I'm good. Okay. I'm like a little bunny. Nom, nom, nom. Okay. Oh, that's really good, actually. That's sweet. Sweet cabbage. All right. Well, that was great. That was a very very well prepared segment, Aaron. Thank you.
Well, I've prepared a lot. I don't think I was constantly correct.
That was fun though. I liked that. I liked the theme, and then like the mystery theme, and then you know expanding on that. That was fun. That was good shit.
Oh, thanks, man. You make me feel good.
Well, you know, Vench just gets horny from eating cabbage.
And that also
and then it makes Doug poop. I think that's the takeaway from this week's episode.
My thoughts on this segment is that Aaron, you are very pretty.
Oh,
are you just mad you didn't get 14?
Oh yeah, we're talking Avatar, and then the rug was yanked right from underneath me.
I know, yeah, man.
After that first question, I was confident that I was going to dominate this game, and then I literally got every question I thought I knew wrong.
I thought was funny is that the moment I realized we were talking about Avatar, I remembered that Tony has not seen a single episode of anything Avatar related.
He scored the second most points.
All of our asses.
Well, see, that was what I wanted to do. Like, if you're actually smarter than the cabbage vendor, then you need to know what he knows, but know it better.
Fair enough.
So he needs to know all the effects of cabbage.
I honestly,
when it's valuable. See, I thought those were good questions.
If that's your logic, then really what it should have been is like 30 minutes of the proper way to construct a cabbage cart that doesn't like completely get destroyed every time a child runs by it. Like, now when you're putting these wood together, what is the sturdiest joint type?
That's really what you should have taken
this.
I could tell you about some sturdy joints.
Tell us about some sturdy joints.
What's the next segment? What are we doing? Where are we?
Right now, we've got to do some pimping. Some pimping. All right. So after that, of course, if you've stuck around this long, you know you want to see what's happening, right? This isn't just for the listeners. We also cater to the ones who like to watch. So if you do like to watch, head on over to patreon.com/circleofnerds. You'll see that up on the screen right now, but not if you're listening on the podcast.
No, you won't.
But if you're one of our inner circle members, if you're an inner circle member, you will see that lovely, lovely graphic on your screen right now.
Of the place that you're already at. Because
the place that you're already at. Look, man. Look. And of course, please do follow us everywhere at Circle of Nerds. We are on every platform except, I think, Snapchat. No, we do have Snapchat. We just never use it. So we're there. And of course, head on over to circlenerds.com/merch and pick yourself up some fresh gear. Get your drip and clean up your fit and buy clothing that eats. Like, look at this guy. Well, you can't see because you're listening, but
freshen up your ribs.
I promise you, the clothing that these individuals are wearing right now that they purchased from circleofnerds.com/merch, it eats. No crumbs are left behind. No crumbs. I'm sorry. I don't know what's
happening. I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
We're just doing some shameless self-promotion is all. You know, we're on Patreon. We have extended content there, and you know we've got a website, and we're on social media. And Doug, you're so bored.
I self-promote all the time, and I don't have any shame.
No, that's called self-abuse. That's something completely different. Yeah, unless you're doing it in public, then that's a completely different charge.
Well, that's just a legality issue.
Yeah, that's a legality issue. Doug, you just seem so bored.
I'm not bored at all. I just don't know anything about cabbages.
You did that. You did. It's okay. Not everyone. Cabbages and war. I mean, that's what this whole thing was about. Cabbages and the U.S. military industrial complex Yep. That's what.
Amen.
That's the turn we took. All right. So moving right along, shameless self-promotion, Circle of Nerds all over the place. Please, please, please follow and subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're like so close to 1,000. So please, please, please help us out and download this, because we're trying to monetize to keep stuff ad free and update equipment. And maybe, you know, get a proper studio so I can move out of my mom's basement. But yeah, moving along. Our next and final segment. I've lost all track of time because my mind is awash with cabbages and tanks.
And cabbages shooting tanks.
Weaponized cabbage. That's what I'll dream about tonight.
Tanks of cabbage.
So this week our debate and discuss segment. I don't know who came up with this either, but I think it must have been a late night. Everything is frozen. I don't know if we're going to need clarification on this, but everything is frozen for a day except you. Where do you go? What do you do? I feel like this has just opened up to so much inappropriateness.
I'll start it off because mine is genuinely so boring.
Is it mundane?
It really is. Honestly, okay. And this is how I know I'm like either in the worst place of my life or I'm just a boring individual.
You might be the best place of your life. So you're just keeping chill, right?
I would honestly just like go to the mall or like a giant shopping center and load up on everything non-perishable that I'm going to need for as long as I'm never going to buy socks again. I'm never going to buy underwear again. I'm going to buy all the shoes in my size. So I'm going to get like furniture. I'm just going to set up like so I don't have to buy any of that stuff ever again. So that, yeah, I'll have to buy groceries going on, but who cares? I have all the dinnerware, everything. Like, I'm going to set myself up with all that shit for life. Done. Okay. Boring and practical.
Tony, what are you doing? Everything's frozen. Where are you going? What are you doing?
I am going to Galaxy's Edge and I'm going to Avengers Campus. That's where I'm going. I don't want to deal with the crowds, so I'm doing it on a day when nobody else can do it.
Well done, sir.
But are the rides frozen? Like, everything is frozen in time, I'm assuming?
I almost don't care. It's more just to see everything. And all right. Of course, I can figure out how to operate the ride if I have to.
Yeah, like, are things physically frozen? Like,
no, it's... No. No, it's not like... Ice is keeping it.
I don't mean that. Like are the waves still crashing on the beach, or are they also in a state of suspended animation?
You can do whatever you want without reprimand.
Repercussions?
Yeah.
That was the word you were looking
for. No, it's just that there's no people to interfere with whatever.
So no people are moving. They're still there, they're just not moving.
Correct.
It's just called
heaven. That's my understanding of it.
Yeah.
Everything's okay. In a suspended state of stasis or whatever.
I got you. All right. Hey, Ron, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm definitely... I mean, I like Tony's idea of visiting a place that I might not see all that often. The things that I know I want to see are really across the planet and would take probably most of the day getting there. So I've got to think of what to do while I'm here.
Yeah.
I will do petty crime. I'm not gonna go out to malls to get what I want, but I will pickpocket a lot of people. I will live out my fantasy of like going into the back of a bank vault and just grabbing a gold bar with no repercussion. No one's gonna know, and they'll have problems, and I will feel bad. I will definitely feel bad a little bit, but maybe I just
a little bit.
I won't steal more than like 50,000 or something like that.
If you're stealing from big banks, I don't think it counts.
Yeah, it's totally fine.
Yeah. All right. I have no problem with the morality there. And I should make clear, when I'm visiting Galaxy's Edge and Avengers Campus, I am getting all the merch. I'm coming home with every goddamn lightsaber blade. I'm coming home with all of it.
Fair enough.
I'd like to revise my answer or just add something on.
Okay. Yep.
I will also be going to every single like pet store in the area and freeing all of those puppy mill puppies. That's what I'll do. Nope. You know what? Okay. I'll hit the mall, but then I'm freeing all the animals from the puppy mills.
But can they run away or are they frozen too? You're opening
No, it doesn't matter. I will put them in a car and then bring them to my house and then they will unfreeze and I will have all of the puppies.
Because at first I'm thinking you're going to go, you're going to open up all the cages. Come on, guys, be free. And then they're just.
No. I'm going to load them into a truck. I'm going to bring them home and give them a better life and heal them and get them adopted into loving families. Then I'm also going to take the puppy mill breeders and kind of like put them in the middle of the highway so that when everything unfreezes, they get what's coming to them.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, that's sweet too. Oh my God, we're murdering people. Okay.
Whoa. I didn't kill them. I'm not the one hitting them with cars.
It's not your fault you can't move out of the way.
Why were they in the road? No one knows.
That's on them. D to the UGG.
I was thinking of some pretty elaborate plans, but I genuinely think I would probably just hole up in my basement with a really heavy blanket and a video game and just play video games uninterrupted for a longer period of time than like 90 minutes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's a fortunate period of time. I'm grateful for my 90 minutes, but it's also like 90 minutes every couple weeks. Like it just doesn't happen. So like uninterrupted, unadulterated, like finally beat Octopath Traveler 2 or I've been playing Zelda Breath of the Wild like since it came out. I got my Switch like 4 months after it came out and I bought it the day I bought the Switch and I'm like on the last Divine Beast. I just need to beat it. And I haven't had time. So I think I would like try to clear out some backlog. I don't know. I just think I'd want to like eat a lot of junk food and play a lot of video games.
All right. That sounds pretty
like a father.
There, yeah. Daddy Louie, what are you doing?
So I had some of the same things that these guys did. Definitely a shopping spree. I'd love to go to Galaxy's Edge, like alone, where you don't have to worry about other people bothering you. This might be weird, but I also kind of want to just go into random people's houses.
Yes,
like
that's a fantastic idea.
Like what is this person? What is this? What does their house look like?
Dude, the blackmail you could collect on people. Like, what's this guy's key?
Yeah.
But you might see some shit you can't unsee, depending
maybe
on
you look into some closets and some basements and some attics.
You're just trying to find the bodies now. Calm down,
dude. No,
I legitimately want to know what other people have in their house. You don't drive down a street and you're like, wonder what's going on in there.
I do. Yes, I'm 100% in your camp here, Louie, and I've had this idea for a long time that I think. Everybody should. No, wait, that's a lot more elaborate than I want to put. But yes, I just get. That's why I love open houses when houses are being sold. I love going in there without any intention of ever buying it or filling out an application.
When do you do this?
Well, I don't ever, but when we were looking for a place, I loved going to open houses because we got to walk through people's houses, Louie, and just see what things look like inside. I don't. Like that,
it's like a mystery.
Yes,
it's an endless mystery. There's so many houses unexplored out there,
but you've only got 24 hours, right? Is that it? That's all you got?
Maybe that's what I'm gonna do.
I can think of five houses that I want to go into my neighborhood right now.
I can think of five houses like around town where I'm like, I drive by it and I'm like, that house is huge or gorgeous, or like, there's a couple like on Lake Road that are just like, incredible.
Oh, yeah,
I want to see what they look like. Mm-hmm. Because I'm never going to be invited to that party.
Never. Exactly. Yes.
If you're driving towards Avon down Lake, I think once you get into Avon, maybe a little bit, there's a house, and I call it the Hobbit House. I don't know if you've ever seen it, but it's got like this really cool roof. It's when you're going down Lake, it's right on the right hand side, and it has this really cool like flowing like roundish looking type roof. Looks like a Hobbit roof. I love it. I've never seen anything like it before. And it's the Hobbit House, and it's beautiful. I would definitely want to see what was inside of that.
Aaron's dream house is partially underground.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If my house was like part above ground, part below ground, that would be perfect. This Hobbit House, I need to see it. Louis on to something. God, oh, I want to do this right
now. I'll get the address for you and post it online.
All right.
Okay. Because that's perfectly legal, I'm sure. All right, you guys ready for the final movie clip?
What are you doing?
I got to guess.
You got to guess. Okay. Well, we'll run it again. What am I doing? I'm doing, I have too many issues with our current, you know what? My day would just be would be pretty dark.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, I don't really think I should say, because I don't really need to be on a watch list. I probably already am, but I would do things that would help to ensure the liberty of the people. Let me just, we'll just put it at that level, and yeah.
That means something so different to so many different people.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah, there would be liberty on that day. Or I'm too lazy to do anything, and I would probably just do the exact same thing that Doug.
Oh yeah, that's the question: is do I have my ADHD meds that day? Because if right. I do, I'm curing the world. If not, then I'm frozen on my couch, wishing I could.
Right. Do I have the energy to smash the oligarchy? I don't know. I mean, maybe it depends. I've only got 24 hours. Then I got to drive, and it's just put pants on. It just becomes
such a pain in the ass.
You know, are you a part of the 4%? Can you fly a plane?
You know, no, I'm not. Ah. I've jumped out of helicopters, but that doesn't count. That's not going to help
me. Cool.
Yeah, that's
yeah. Anybody can jump out of something.
Right. Exactly. That's not.
Yeah, like it's hard.
I fell out of something this morning. I don't know.
Right. Exactly. So I mean, it's like that doesn't take skill to fall out of something.
It doesn't take skill to do it twice.
Yeah, that still comes in. Can you repeat it? All right,
just a whole lot of chutzpah, you know.
Yeah. All right, here is our movie clip reveal, and then Doug's got his hot take for this week, and then we're gonna wrap everything up.
So. My hot take is gonna be: I have three guesses for this movie, and I'm gonna guess the first one and get it right.
Okay. Here we go. One more time. Hold on. Let me kill the movie or the music. Hold on. Stand by, and short it. All right. Here we go.
Trust me! Rotate the turret 82 degrees!
Arnold!
Fire! Boom! Fire!
You trying to shoot down that other drone?
No. They're trying to fly that tank.
All right. So who absolutely doesn't know it? Because Tony knows it. Doug might. So let's see. All right.
I have an idea.
I feel like I have seen it, but I have no idea. I couldn't tell
okay,
you.
Okay. V&A, what do you guys think?
We just said we don't fucking know.
But that's why I'm starting with you. So
I don't know.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Good morning, Vietnam. Okay.
I know it's not it, but Independence Day, because I can't think of anything else.
Independence Day. So close, though. So close. All right. Daddy Louie.
Can I hear it one more time?
No, you may not. No.
Mars Attacks. It's then I'm throwing in Mars Attacks.
Three times, no.
Change my answer.
Damn it. It's not Mars Attacks.
Fuck.
Is it Mad Max?
I'm not gonna reveal. Is that your guess? Is that your answer, yes. Mad Max?
Yeah.
All right. Doug.
Okay. I have been thinking about how I'm gonna pick from the three options that I have. And I've decided I'm just going to rip the bandaid off. I think my gut tells me it's the A-Team.
I'm out. I'm done. Thank you all. Have a great life. Goodbye.
Is it the A-Team?
Yes, it is.
Oh! How? How?
Eight in a row.
And Tony knew it immediately, so I know you knew it was the A-Team.
Yeah. Liam Neeson, Jessica Biel, Bradley Cooper.
Fire! Boom! Fire!
You trying to shoot down that other drone?
No. They're trying to fly that tank.
It was that. Everything before that didn't matter. But trying that, to find a when I was like, I'm pretty sure that Jessica Biel. My other thought was that it might be like The Expendables, which I've admittedly never seen, but I thought would have been a solid guess given the context.
Yeah, it would have been a solid guess. Fair. I wish you would have said that one.
Fuck yeah.
I didn't realize it was Jessica Biel. I thought it was fucking Charlize Theron.
Oh, it did sound like her too.
So I'm thinking
That's why I guessed Mad Max.
I
thought it was Battleship, but then I was like, I don't know if
Battleship was not a terrible movie.
I liked that.
If
movie
you pulled
a
quote from Battleship, I would have not gotten it. I did not watch that movie.
All right, so I think I'm gonna have to go like more obscure, like some like a.
Why?
No, I think
yeah, because all the rest of us are doing so well.
Keep it classic.
Maybe we just need to not let Doug play.
Yeah,
maybe
that's what you got to keep it in like the nerd realm. Like A-Team's not a nerd property, but like
it's
a nerd realm, and people will get it even if it is a little obscure.
It is. So I just need. I think I need to find more obscure clips from the nerd. I agree. But maybe shorter clips because I'm running like half the movie on some of these clips. So it's
and clearly that's making all the difference for us. I mean,
yeah, we're all doing so well.
We'll figure it out. All right. So far, Doug is the one to beat. Tony, you how many have you gotten?
I think that's three or four.
Three or four. All right, but Doug is
definitely in second place for sure.
Undefeated. 8-0.
He doesn't have much competition. I mean,
well, that's not true. Everybody.
Hey, man, I can only play who's on the schedule. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
Don't hate the player, hate the game. So then maybe we'll do themes or something. I don't know. So next round it'll be all Star Wars. Star Wars or horror. Maybe next batch I'll do horror films.
That's gonna be.
Oh
so
yeah. Oh, just the screams. Let's see if we can identify the movie just by.
That
the
is a great idea. That is a great idea.
That is a good idea. Nobody will get it.
I want to be very clear. Aaron's not saying that because he thinks he has any knowledge.
No, it's just a good idea.
He can't get it from the dialogue, much less the screens.
That's a great idea. Make it multiple choice.
That's like a whole game by itself.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Yeah, and the horror genre, like, it's that rabbit hole goes real deep when you start going into, like, not even the B-horror. The D, E, you know, F, G, like all those. You start getting to that section of Tubi and you don't know how you got there.
Oh, yeah.
Yikes.
It's a very specific experience.
Yes, it is. My Tubi algorithm is fucked up.
What is it? Night of the Lupus? Is that where
I have not come across Night of the Lupus.
The giant rabbits.
I have come across four MILFs versus zombies. It was clearly filmed in someone's backyard, and it is terrible.
Have you seen Zombie Strippers?
I have.
With Robert Englund and oh my God, what's her name? Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson.
Oh no. Yes.
Yeah. That movie. You wanted it to be good, and it was as good as you would expect for a movie.
I just watched Cat People recently, the Malcolm McDowell movie.
Oh,
it's so weird. I love it.
Have you seen The Screaming Skull?
No.
Watch The Screaming Skull. I want to say who was it? It was oh my God, famous director, not Brian De Palma, not Spielberg or shit. I don't know. It was a art film school that this guy did. Fuck. Why can't I remember his name? Scorsese? No, not Scorsese. Anyway, it was a big time director, Screaming Skull. It was like his first film, you know, like with Lucas, he did THX.
Yeah.
Is it 11, 15, or 40? I don't know. He did the THX student film, but yeah, Screaming Skull. It's great because there's a Screaming Skull, but you can see that it's being thrown like on screen from off screen, and it's just they don't even try. The Screaming Skull, it's great. It's not scary. It's just one of those great films. And rest in peace, Beware Video. If you are from the Cleveland area and you are my age or maybe 10 years younger, you will have known the joy that was Beware Video. It was down in Camp Corner near the Mission. Maybe further down in Lakewood area. I don't know, but I don't remember. It was years and years ago. But anyway, all VHS, all B-rated horror films.
Love it.
So good. But anyway, that's it. Doug, hot take, and then we're gonna get out of here.
You know, I've been thinking about this, and I feel like every take I have is spicy. So
I really don't even know where to go with this one. I think the show's been long enough. I think that's my hot take. I think Fair enough.
All right. All right. We're going to wrap this turkey up. Thank you all for joining us this week. We really appreciate the love and the time that you take to spend with us. Does anybody have anything on the way out? Yes, no? Maybe two?
Make sure you tip your cabbage.
Tip your cabbage vendor. Cabbage vendor.
Sure.
Also, head down to the West Side Market. Get some cabbage.
Yeah. Buy your cabbages in the summer because come fall, winter, they're
going to be gone.
I see.
Louie, recently, I think we need to talk about this real quick before we wrap up. Engaged in a Kickstarter campaign and you recently got a whole bunch of stuff and you painted these things, or at least you painted the one thing, right? Castle Grayskull.
Yeah.
And a whole bunch of other stuff. Will this be posted online for people to see? Because it's beautiful. It is beautiful. And I would like to share that with the world. What's the name of the game? Let's give them a shout out. This is not a paid sponsorship, but it just looks like a pretty good quality miniature type game. What's the game?
The name of the game is Masters of the Universe, the board game, Clash for Eternia.
Mm. Okay. And lots and lots.
Not to be confused with Fields of Eternia, which is a completely different game coming out in the UK.
Okay.
But I have that one coming too.
All right. Of course you do, because it's a Masters of the Universe. But I would love for people to see this because, Louis, you did such an amazing job.
Thank you.
Painting and weathering Castle Grayskull, and you put moss on it, man. You didn't have to take it to that level. I mean, you put stuff on it. It's beautiful. So check it out. It's going to be posted on our Facebook. And from there, just, you know, it'll be on all of our social media platforms.
Yeah, so, I'll make sure it gets everywhere. Out.
And maybe at some point, Louis, you could be doing a little painting tutorial for
He-Man. Yeah,
there you go. All right. So if that's it, then we're gonna be gone. We're gonna get out of here. And so nothing from anybody. Nobody. All right. All right, that's it. So until next time, everyone, thanks again for joining us. Thanks again for taking the time to hang out with us. And as always, if no one does anything nice for you, do something nice to yourself. And we're going to see you all next week. Bye.
Thanks for joining us this week. If you like this train wreck and you want more, you can follow us online. We're at Circle of Nerds on Patreon, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and of course our website, circleofnerds.com. Ha 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 ha!